Okay, so you want to dive into some CIA paranormal investigations? Let me tell you, this document you sent about poltergeists, this is wild.
Really makes you wonder, what were they looking into? I mean, we all know about the espionage and intelligence, but this feels different.
No kidding. We're talking one page from the CIA's CREST database, just a list of research
And
abstracts.
even the document itself is strange, right? Released in 98, but it's dated 2016.
Yeah, like it was almost left behind by mistake from some bigger project, something they're still keeping under wraps.
Makes you think, what else is hidden away in those archives?
Right. But get this, the title of the document, Peak Performance. Now, how do you go from peak performance to poltergeists? It's like those two things, they don't belong together.
Exactly. That's what makes you stop and go, hold on, what's the connection?
Yeah, is the CIA trying to like figure out if they can weaponize the paranormal, or maybe they're looking at how people would react to these things, you know, for national security reasons.
It's a whole world of possibilities. One of the cases that really stood out to me was this Guarulhos poltergeist over in Brazil. Years of activity reported in this quiet São Paulo suburb.
And wait, remind me, discarnate agents, that's just a fancy way of saying.
Ghosts, basically. Entities that used to be alive but are now on some other plane.
Right, okay, ghosts. So what's the CIA's take on all of this?
Well, they throw out a few different ideas, and the one that caught my eye is this living agent hypothesis.
Okay, break that down for me. What's the living agent hypothesis, and why is the CIA so interested?
Basically, it suggests that the energy of the poltergeist, it's not coming from some otherworldly being, but from a living person.
Yeah.
Maybe someone who's totally unaware of what they're doing.
So someone just going about their day and they accidentally cause a bookcase to topple over or make all the lights go out.
Exactly. And that brings up some really interesting questions about, the power of the human mind, right?
We're venturing into some X-Files territory. Imagine the possibilities and the threats if you could harness that kind of power.
Right. Imagine that kind of ability, focused, directed. It's a bit unsettling when you think about the potential implications.
And it's not just about the living agent thing, is it? The document mentions other factors too. Things like religious context, or even if someone has an undiagnosed personality disorder.
It's like they're saying, hey, let's look at everything. The psychological, the supernatural, they're not ruling anything out.
It's like they're leaving us breadcrumbs, you know? And speaking of breadcrumbs, this document doesn't just stop at the Guarulhos poltergeist. There are other cases mentioned too, each one seemingly weirder than the last.
Oh, absolutely. And this is where it gets even more interesting. We've got whispers of a family in Alsatia, tormented by what they call aggressive phenomena. And then there's a haunting in Sacra Baja, Java, from way back in the 1950s. And we can't forget about the Gaira ghost from Australia in 1921.
Oh man, you're killing me with these teasers. Each one of those sounds like a deep dive in itself.
Right, we've only got this tiny glimpse, this little peek into a much bigger story.
It's like we stumbled onto a treasure map, but we can only find like two or three pieces.
And those pieces are probably faded and torn with half the words missing.
Exactly. So, where do we even begin to unravel this thing? What were they doing with all this information, and why were they so interested in these cases?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Hmm.
And I think to answer it, we need to look at why the CIA might be interested in poltergeists in the first place.
It's the CIA, right? It's not like they're sitting around telling ghost stories, so what gives?
Well, let's put on our thinking caps here. The most obvious answer, if you're thinking like an intelligence agency, is security.
Okay, I'm listening.
Think about it. What if some other country figured out how to, like, control these phenomena, cause some chaos?
You mean like weaponized hauntings? Okay,
No.
now that is a scary thought.
Exactly. Imagine the possibilities. Or even if they could just make it look like they had these powers, think about the disinformation, the psychological impact.
Suddenly, that weird noise in my attic doesn't seem so funny anymore. But okay, I have to bring it up again. That document title, Peak Performance. What if this isn't just about threats? What if it's about opportunities?
Now you're onto something interesting. Remember, we were talking about that living agent hypothesis?
Yeah, the idea that some poltergeists are just like regular people with weird abilities.
Right. So, what if the CIA wasn't trying to debunk poltergeists? What if they were trying to find real life examples of psychokinesis, things like that?
Hold on. You're saying the CIA is out here looking for their own team of psychic spies, like something out of a comic book.
Well, maybe not quite like the comics. But back in the Cold War, people were taking this stuff seriously. Governments were experimenting with mind control, remote viewing, all sorts of things that sound crazy now.
Yeah, that MKUltra deep dive we did, that was pretty wild.
Exactly. And while there's nothing saying this document is connected to MKUltra or anything, it's not crazy to think that the CIA was looking into all kinds of unconventional things, especially if they thought it could give them an edge over their rivals.
It really makes you wonder, what were they hoping to find in these poltergeist cases? Were they looking for people with special abilities? Or were they trying to understand how these things work, you know, so they could maybe even replicate them?
Great questions. And this document doesn't give us any easy answers. But it does make us think differently about how we look at these unexplained events.
Okay, so let's say the CIA was interested in this living agent idea. What would they be looking for?
Patterns, for one. Things that these cases have in common. Are there certain personality types or maybe even genetic markers that seem to show up more often?
Like, what, were all the living agents left-handed? Or maybe they all had a childhood fear of clowns?
You know, probably not that. But you're hitting on something important. Psychology. The document keeps bringing up things like religious background, individual expectations, even the possibility of mental health issues.
Right. So it's not just about whether ghosts are real, but about how our own minds could influence what we see and hear, what we believe is happening.
Exactly. It shows that even when we're dealing with something as strange as poltergeists, we can't forget about the human element.
So we've got a lot to consider here. The CIA's possible interest in poltergeists as a security risk, but also as maybe a source of untapped power in people. We've got the living agent idea, the importance of psychology, and the whole backdrop of Cold War espionage.
And let's not forget those other cases, the ones that we just got those little hints about. The family in Alsatia, the haunting in Java, the Gyra ghost.
Right. Each one of those could be its own deep dive, its own rabbit hole to go down. It's like trying to put together one of those 1,000-piece puzzles, you know. But someone swapped out half the pieces for something totally random.
And the pieces you do have, they're all faded, like they've been left out in the sun too long.
Exactly. And just when you think you're getting somewhere, you find another piece and it throws everything off.
But that's part of what makes all this so interesting, isn't it? The fact that we don't have all the answers, the idea that there are things out there beyond what we can explain.
It definitely keeps things interesting. But, you know, something's been on my mind. That whole connection between peak performance and paranormal stuff. We've touched on it, but I feel like there's more to unpack there.
Absolutely. It's like this unspoken question running through the entire document. What if these poltergeist cases, these bizarre events, are really just showing us what the human mind is capable of?
So we're back to my CIA psychic spy squad theory. People out there bending spoons with their minds, but instead of spoons, it's like international espionage.
Well, maybe not quite like that. But think about it. Throughout history, there have been all these stories of people doing incredible things, things that seem impossible, feats of strength, knowing things they shouldn't, that sort of thing.
You're talking about like those stories of mothers lifting cars to save them kids, or knowing when something bad is about to happen.
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying those are proof of psychic abilities or anything, but they do make you wonder, what if the human mind has these hidden depths that we're just starting to understand?
Okay, now my head is spinning. So the CIA might be looking at poltergeists as security threats, as a way to unlock hidden potential in people, and as a window into how the mind really works.
It's a lot to take in, I know. And remember, we're working with just a tiny piece of the puzzle here. We may never have all the answers.
So what are we supposed to make of all of this? What's the takeaway?
I think the most important thing is to stay curious, to keep asking questions, even if those questions lead us down some strange and unexpected paths.
So what you're saying is the truth is out there.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's more about the search for the truth. And sometimes the most exciting discoveries aren't about finding the answers, but about learning to ask better questions.
And maybe embracing the mystery a little bit along the way.
Yeah. Exactly. This one document, it reminds us that the world is full of surprises, mm-hmm. and you never know what you might find if you just start digging.
And for all our listeners, if you happen to dig up any declassified documents about poltergeists or mind control or anything else strange and mysterious, you know where to find us. Until next time.